And learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you loud static.
It's talk radio in Milwaukee.
Journalism and mass communication.
The next time I will be on this radio station.
Be sure to tune in tomorrow for another inexplicable episode of
Chuglin.
The network had little choice, but there's some irony here.
And this is my last broadcast.
I predict a legitimate sensation.
To the supposed influence of one particular media.
Why didn't you tell me that you got fired yesterday for smoking crack at work?
Thank you.
and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio. Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Iran turning up tensions with the West.
A senior U.S. defense official tells Fox News Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard tried to seize a British oil tanker in the Persian Gulf. The official says there were five Iranian boats. A British warship was 4 or 5 miles behind the British tanker, and the warship intercepted the Iranian boats, leveling its guns and threatening to open fire.
Fox's Allison Barber, China calling for restraint from all sides. Also driving oil prices higher, a hurricane watch for parts of the Gulf Coast. Barry.
Likely becoming a tropical storm before today is over, and currently it's forecast to get up to a Category 1 hurricane before eventually making landfall very early on Saturday.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz. And President Trump meeting with conservative social media figures at the White House today. This is Fox News.
That Kohl's will handle Amazon returns right in their stores. Rumors are now circulating that the Container Store will handle all of the packaging for Amazon. We also hear Uber will be delivering all of the packages for Amazon. And the Mafia will be taking care of all the billing and collections. These moves by Amazon cut their overhead from millions to about $67 a week. It's all part of Jeff Bezos' plan to take over the world.
Breakfast, it's the most important meal of the day, and our fearless leader makes sure the morning show starts their day off right. Isn't that right, Greg Budell?
Hot dog. When it comes to cooking, I'm gonna catch me out.
Jay Scott, how's your breakfast?
This is a tasty burger.
Emily Hayes, what did you have?
Yeah, I wonder where it was, but I didn't care. I still put it in my mouth. It was great.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog, you had the chicken, right?
Exactamundo.
And Rich Thomas, I know you like things a little hot.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
Now, I heard it's time for three men and a lady.
You heard right.
All right, all right, all right.
All right, all right. All, you know, he listens to the show. Matthew McConaughey. Is this worth it? Give us the test there, Mr. Weather.
Test 1-2.
Okay.
2-1-2-1-2.
He's there, and thank God, because that's when we're going to start the show off.
Rich
Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
As the morning goes on, we'll talk about Barry, which doesn't even have a name yet. You know, we've been calling it Barry. We will continue to call it Barry, but it's Potential Tropical Cyclone 2. Yeah. In other words, it's not a depression yet, which we think will happen later today, or it could skip depression and go straight to tropical storm later on today and maybe a hurricane tomorrow. More on Barry as the morning progresses. But it will affect our weather with increased showers and storms. Hot today, high 94, triple-digit heat indices. You know that part so far. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms fanning out from the coast. Call them tropical rain bands if you want, into tonight. Low temperature 75. Then we'll lump Friday, Saturday, and Sunday together, scattered to numerous showers and storms, most prominent during the afternoon and evening hours during maximum heating. Locally tropical downpours, high in the lower 90s, and not as many storms on Monday and only widely scattered storms Tuesday. Right now, 94% humidity, southeast winds at 5. Temperature is 76 at 6:11.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Everyone, gather around.
What day is it?
It's Thursday.
What's Thursday?
Why are you so grouchy?
I'm just tired.
Wake up. I'm going back to bed.
Wake up and don't go back to sleep.
You're not the boss of me.
Oh, yeah?
Wake up! Wake up!
You're burning daylight. Move!
Well, when you put it that way...
I see your point.
Anything else?
Yep.
It's showtime. It's electric.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
I just wanted to take this opportunity to draw your attention to something I put on Facebook. And those of you who listen to the afternoon show know we've had a guest on numerous times over the last year and a half named Donnie Davis. Donnie is behind a project called Mile Marker 13, and it's called that because that's the mile marker on Highway 110 where a methed up drunk driver hit him head on in a wreck that was, you'd never believe coming on that scene. And
isn't it amazing it was like the 13 mile marker?
Yeah. And the first person to arrive on the scene was his daughter. So think about that part of it. And she sees this. I don't know that you can ever fully absorb that.
It's so frightening and devastating.
Donnie had to, 4 months after this wreck, Donnie made it up those stairs with a prosthetic leg to talk about the story, to just give people a heads up on driving while impaired and so forth. And they were here last week to talk about the adjudication of the charges against the other driver who fled the jurisdiction after this incident. There was great concern about how this perp was going to be dealt with. Well, yesterday was their day in court. Perp got 20 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Is that right?
And I posted the story on Facebook this morning. I urge you to read Ashley Moore's summary of events and the people she's thanked, including some of our public officials who worked very hard on this case, because it's... oftentimes for them, it's not a matter of facts. There are other considerations that come into play, but they stayed the course. And given, as Donnie explained to us, that this is something that will affect not only him and the immediate family, but generations of the family that has brought us the wonderful Ligger's Bakery for all these years. So I posted it on Facebook. I hope you'll find time at some point today to read the story. And Donnie, God bless you, man. You're an amazing person dealing with what you have had to deal with the way you have. And we already have a caller this morning, Andy.
Man, I don't know how I can follow that.
I just wanted to get the word out. Our listeners have been engaged in that story for some time. And now that there's been resolution on the criminal end of it, I thought they'd like to see how that all works.
Yeah, I've been wanting to know how the outcome has been, because I've been listening to the afternoon. So.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. I got a question for Rick.
So. Yeah, sure.
So this potential storm Barry, right?
Uh-huh.
Has there been a case before where a storm has, like, formed over the over land and then gone into the Gulf or into the ocean and then come back to it again?
Wait, it formed over land, which this system got its evolution over. It was first identified over land. But it does what again? Tell me.
It started in Georgia, you know, and now it's headed down to the Gulf.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to come back up and get into Louisiana. Has there been a situation where a storm has done that before?
It's very rare. I think there may be one or two other times when an X was actually placed by the National Hurricane Center over land, but it is certainly a rarity and a novelty. By the way, tonight on TV, we'll be talking about the stages of tropical development. This was planned well before Barry, but tonight at 6 and 10 on Channel 8 and Channel 32. So,
okay.
Yeah, pretty interesting.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
We appreciate the call at 6:15, your local news. Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Police are investigating a shooting near a Montgomery Taco Bell. This happened in the 900 block of West South Boulevard yesterday afternoon. Officers say they found a man shot with non-life-threatening injuries. Right now, no arrests have been made. An Alabama corrections officer has been arrested on charges of accepting money to help smuggle items into a state prison. Corrections officials say that Willie Jean McLemore Jr. is charged with using his official position for financial gain. And the Southern Poverty Law Center is threatening to sue over a panhandling ordinance passed last week by the Montgomery City Council. Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange says he will delay implementation for at least 60 days to address concerns about the legality of this ordinance. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Today's show is brought to you by Throwback Thursday. Remember when TikTok was the sound your grandfather clock made and wasn't an app where teenage girls showed off their lip sync and dance skills?
Huh? Peapaw doesn't get that one.
I know of the app, but I don't know it well. I don't use it, so it's an app I've heard of, but...
We have a TV monitor in the studio because we'll be joining our friends on Rising.
Did you see that gadget?
I wanted to mention that.
That's impressive.
That is apparently an automated ping pong player.
Yes.
I mean, every time the ball came across the net, the robot knew where to place the paddle to knock it back over.
That's amazing.
And how hard to hit it, what angle to hit it.
Boy,
so it didn't go flying off the table.
If this doesn't piss off China...
China built it.
I probably stole the idea from one of our people and then built it, yeah.
By the way, Emily, that sandwich waiting for you downstairs,
you don't want that.
Awful.
It's a horrible
it's
sandwich.
It's awful, and I'll take it off
you
your hands.
You just don't want it.
It's the kind of friend I am.
Man, Rich.
I'll take it off your hands. Don't eat it. It's awful.
There is so much chocolate in that thing.
Oh.
Jay's a good friend, too. You can split it in half and give him
I ran out of...
you guys.
I ran out of regular eggs today, so I made those sandwiches with Cadbury eggs.
Awful.
Fried Cadburys.
That's awful.
No.
So, I assume that it was good then?
No, we're not kidding. It's really, really awful. No.
I think I said it all in our group text
message.
Yeah,
you saw the group text.
Yeah, I saw that just a moment ago and thought to myself, self, you must go eat that sandwich downstairs.
And that's where it is, downstairs, where it belongs, along with all food.
Tell Ryan he can have all the jokes he wants. He's not getting a sandwich like this.
Yeah, guess what, Ryan?
Ryan, I wonder what nasty comment he's got ready for him tonight.
Ryan and I have been weather nerds in the middle of the night talking about this storm.
Well, we're talking about the Lion King today, so he'll probably relate you to the old...
Well, that's the question. I did see...
Baboon monkey thing.
I don't understand this subject, though.
Old...
What is his name?
I don't know.
What you got today was not what I said.
Rafiki?
Rafiki?
What is the tech... What we're talking about...
It's something to do with Lion King. I don't know.
No, something about classic...
Nostalgic.
Remake of classic movies. Then, on the back, Alabama's favorite movies of the 90s. So, I don't know. Probably we'll just talk about...
The live-action remake is about...
Greg's former girlfriends.
Yeah, the Lion King live-action remake comes out in a few weeks. Of course, Lion King came out in the 90s. What's your favorite 90s movies?
Yeah.
By state, what do you have? What do we have? We have Forrest Gump, of course.
I would think.
Yeah, of course. Forrest Gump for us, and Mississippi, and Georgia, and South Carolina.
Stupid is stupid. What?
Man, Titanic is all over the place.
Being that I was the one that sent that to them, I'd like to know why I don't have this.
They email it to you, but, you know, you use AOL.
So. You sure? You sure about that, Clark?
Thanks, Eddie.
No, your name's on it.
You got it.
Yeah, your name's on it. It says, Feeling Nostalgic, America's Favorite 90s Movies. By state.
Operator error.
That would be me, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I'm fighting a sneeze so dang hard. JK,
well, here, let's get that sandwich out of here.
Jay came around the corner downstairs, and I was making the face trying to, like, the sneeze couldn't decide if it wanted to actually happen or not. And
don't
now,
you hate indecisive sneeze?
Yes, it's just coming in waves.
That's
now.
That's a sneeze tease. You just,
sneeze tease.
I want to thank everybody that came to Bomb Hours last night, and especially, this was amazing, because I even said at the end of yesterday's afternoon show, I said, if you're headed to Barron's party, please don't feel bad. It's their event. It should be celebrated. So if you're going there tonight, have a great time. We'll still be at Bomb Hours. But when I walked into Bomb Hours, the round tables were filled, and as the night went on, we got flooded with people who
were over there. Yeah, I think he set it up to start at 5, so...
Oh, I thought it started at 8.
No, it started at 5, so folks that have a standing event with the roundtables could still make both, because a lot of people listen to News Talk all day long.
Yes.
And really enjoy all of the programming, so they didn't want to feel torn like an old sweater, so they went to both.
Is there any air coming out of that
thing? It is a little stuffy in here.
I mean, I'm getting moist.
Oh, no.
And I'm wearing yellow.
Oh, no.
And I don't want people to turn on their TV and say, why is Greg drenched in urine? That would just be a bit...
Oh, no.
Well, hey, look who fixed it.
Uncle Weather.
Uncle Weather fixed the AC. Can you change the oil in my car during the top of the hour? I'd be very grateful if you would do that for me. Actually, I've got Don Duncan to do that. So thanks again to everybody who joined us last night. It ended up being quite the night, and I didn't get out of Bomb Hours till well after 8 o'clock.
What?
And saw a lot of faces last night we hadn't seen in a while, too, which is cool. And Randall came. Randall shows up. It's like...
God bless Randall.
It's red carpet time.
Yeah, people get... Well, he was at the News and Views thing, too, and I stopped by there on my way home, and walking in the door... Every person I came into contact with was, Randall's here. Did you see Randall? Have you said hey to Randall yet? Randall's here.
I was happy to see Jack was there.
Yeah, yes. Jack. Oh. Jack's got a beard now.
No.
It's so great. Yeah.
Oh.
He must look like Hemingway.
Oh, he. You know what? A little bit, because he had on kind of a little floppy hat.
We miss Jack here.
We miss him so much. But, man, he was in such great spirits. Everybody was happy to see him. It was so good to hang out with him. And he's doing well. He's getting around pretty well. Good. So
Jack's targeting a return to News and Views at some point.
And we'll be looking forward to that, because he's one of the good guys, man.
He is a national treasure.
At 6:23, Rich doesn't have to change my oil. But when I need anything done in the car, it's as simple as dropping it off at Don Duncan's, because I know the next step is they'll take me back to the house, get me, or bring the car to the radio station. Once they picked it up, serviced it, brought it back while we were doing the show. Whatever it takes to accommodate you in terms of customer service, that's what they're willing to do. You should also know that when it's time for tire replacement, these are the guys you want to deal with, because they have arranged wholesale pricing. Just like Georgia Floors Direct does with carpeting, Don Duncan's now set that up with all the major tire manufacturers. So you get a wholesale price on your wheels and professional installation, instead of that game where they put a price in a newspaper at $29 a tire, but it costs several hundred after they add those installation fees. Don doesn't play that game, never has, never will. Certified technicians and state-of-the-art diagnostics to help keep you on the road at the lowest possible maintenance cost. With three locations on Bell Road just north of Vaughan, Don Duncan in twice-a-day Millbrook on Highway 14 and downtown at 408 Madison. Speaking of downtown, let's see how the roads are moving, then we'll come back with the timeline for this convenient day, the most convenient day of the year, 7-Eleven.
Montgomery Sky Watch checking the traffic as you begin your ride into work this morning, and we don't see any issues for you. The boulevard looks great this morning. It's stop and go at the traffic lights, but no major delays. If you're on the interstates, everybody's moving at a speed limit ride, and there are no issues on the 31s this morning. Let's be careful as we get up and head into work. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Sky Watch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Crank up your engine.
Alabama is known for having some of the world's best heavy equipment operators. Thompson Tractor is providing an opportunity to prove it. Enter the Thompson Caterpillar Operator Challenge on July 25th and 26th in Montgomery, Alabama, for your chance to win and advance to regional, national, and even international Cat competitions. The best Cat tractor operators in the region will be going steel toe to steel toe in a fun-filled, pressure-packed open competition where the best operators will compete on the best equipment. Scores will be based on speed, accuracy, and best practices. All participants will get a shirt, hat, belt buckle. But only the top five will get a chance to compete in the finals later this summer and advance to the CAT Regional Operator Challenge competition. But you got to register in advance to enter, and you got to enter to win. So visit ThompsonOperatorChallenge.com for details. Call your sales rep or visit a Thompson Tractor location near you. Be sure to bring out your best, because that's what it takes.
He's a Grammy Award-winning, multi-platinum selling artist, and he's coming to Montgomery Sunday, September 8th. Boz Scaggs. Impact Live presents Boz Scaggs, Sunday, September 8th at 7:30 p.m. The Dirty Lowdown. Boz Scaggs at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, Sunday, September 8th. Tickets on sale now at the Impact Box Office and Ticketmaster.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Ooh. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Hi, folks. This is Rick Clark with Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. I'd like to take just a minute to talk to you about our experience with Blue Water Broadcasting. One of the hot topics in our staff meetings is spending advertising dollars. If your company or firm is anything like Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, those dollars are limited, so you have to spend them wisely. That's why we choose Blue Water Broadcasting. Our marketing analysis has proven consistently that spending advertising dollars with Blue Water Broadcasting has contributed significantly to our bottom line. And for that, Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing is truly grateful. So, if you want to spend your advertising dollars wisely, choose Blue Water Broadcasting and see the difference.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
29 with the timeline for 7-Eleven. And today's lesson in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting. Here's your host, Rich Thomas.
192nd day of the year, 173 days remain on 7-Eleven.
Oh!
And being 7-Eleven, it's National Free Slurpee Day.
Woo!
At 7-Elevens. I just watched, Jay, the Stranger Things episode featuring 7-Eleven. The episode that had 7-Eleven.
I haven't seen it yet.
And Slurpee. Oh, that's all. That's all. There's an episode where... Never mind. Today is Make Your Own Sunday Day on Thursday. National Blueberry Muffins Day as well. Blueberry muffins can be really good.
They're really good. And when I was a kid, I didn't like blueberries. Yeah. So my mom would make a handful in the muffin tin that didn't have any blueberries in it, so I would just have a muffin.
I prefer them warm, National Blueberry muffins.
Yeah.
221 years ago, 1798, U.S. Marine Corps formally reestablished by the Congressional Act. It also created the U.S. Marine Band. On this date in 1804, Alexander Hamilton engaged in a pistol duel right outside of Washington, D.C. with Vice President Aaron Burr. It was a fight to the death. Hamilton lost. He still lives on our $10 bills and a Broadway play. Burr finished. He finished out his term as Jefferson's vice president, but his political career was dead, just like Hamilton. 1859 on this date, Big Ben, the great bell inside the famous London clock tower, chimes for the first time. Still going, undergoing repair. It's still a couple of years away from regular tolling again.
Have you ever, it sounds like this.
Basically.
Right now,
the guy outside with a bell being like, cling, until it gets fixed.
They used to have, what, the town crier years ago that would come in, 3 o'clock, all is well. Shut up!
I wonder if I had an ancestor that may have done that years ago.
Is that right?
In the old country.
The town crier?
The town crier.
Hey, this is the date in 1914 that the Major League debut of George Herman Babe Ruth. He pitched 7 strong innings to lead the Boston Red Sox over the Cleveland Indians 4-3 on this date. 1922, the Hollywood Bowl opens, world's largest natural amphitheater. Performance of the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra. The Beatles performed there in 64, and that was sponsored by, who was the promoter?
Bob Eubanks.
Bob Eubanks spent all his money.
Mortgaged his house.
He did. It worked out, though.
Cut off his cat's tail.
That was such a funny phone call. Boy, did he get us that morning.
Big time.
1960, Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird is published on this date. And now, our song of the day. From the Summer of Love, 1967. School of Broadcasting students, tons of hooks in this 22-second intro. Long enough to read a liner over the intro, too. New York City band, One Hit Wonders, made it to number 6 on the charts, blaring out of those AM car radios 52 years ago. Come on down to my boat, baby. Every mother's son is on your timeline this morning. Love this song.
She sits on the dock, fishing in the water, fisherman's daughter, Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away.
You listen to the hook on that song, and it sounds very much like Bend Me, Shape Me by the American Bridge.
It really does. A song that we will need to do soon. Although it was not a song of summer, it was a song of February. 50 years ago, 1969, David Bowie releases the classic Space Oddity, and he did it just 9 days before the moon landing. Pretty classic stuff, I think. 1970, Three Dog Night started a 2-week run at number 1 with Mama Told Me Not to Come, written by
Hoyt Axton.
Not that one, but that was a good answer. Randy Newman wrote that.
I was close without going over.
40 years ago, 1979, the sky is falling. NASA's space lab, Skylab, crashed to Earth. Debris scattered across the Indian Ocean and parts of Western Australia. It was a big hysteric
thing. Oh, it was crazy.
Where's it going to come down? It's going to come down to my house. 32 years ago in 1987, Bo Jackson of the Kansas City Royals becomes a two-sport star. He signed with the Los Angeles Raiders. He was an all-star in both sports. Nike started with Bo Knows, the ad campaign around him. Also on that day in 87, the world's population tops 5 billion for the first time. What are we up to now? We're closer to...
Eight.
Eight plus, yeah. Eight and some change. 11 years ago today in 2008. So Apple releases iPhone 3G. Ooh, it had 16 gigabytes of storage.
Woo!
How could you ever fill that up? It's a 3.5-inch screen. It weighed 4.7 ounces.
And you were the first one in Montgomery to have one.
And now it rests in a drawer.
You've got to see the iPhone drawer at my house. Susan Vega, who had the dumb song Luca in 87, is 60 today.
Not a fan, huh?
One of the great ironies. It's Susan Vega's birthday. Paula Pinto is also celebrating today.
That's good. See, the Pinto and the Vega were... Never mind. Richie Sambora is 60, former Bon Jovi songwriter, guitarist. Leon Spinks is 66 today. Stephen Lang is 67. Giorgio Armani is 85, the fashion mogul. We're 50 days till SEC football. 50 days. Nothing to be proud of, Rusty. 140 days till Thanksgiving. 167 days until Santa works again. It's a great gig if you can get it. And that's your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas, 636.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
The system we've been referring to as Barry isn't Barry yet. It's just potential tropical cyclone 2, but it'll become a depression or maybe skip depression stage and go straight to a tropical storm later today and become Barry officially before it becomes a hurricane tomorrow. It's going to affect us with increased rain chances. A hot day today, high 94, triple digit heat indices, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms by afternoon and evening and into tonight. If you watch my morning video, you'll see they come up kind of like tropical rain bands from the system. Low tonight, 75. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, scattered to numerous showers and storms, most prominent in the afternoon and evening hours, locally heavy downpours. How much rain? That's up for debate. If you've seen my video, you know the GFS is going crazy on rainfall totals. High temperature in the lower 90s over the weekend. Not many storms on Monday. Right now this morning, southeast winds at 5 miles per hour. 94% relative humidity. Temperature is 76 at 638.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
TV coming up right now. Back to the traffic dungeon.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through your morning traffic, and things are starting to build up on the boulevard. Please be careful around the intersections. We're also starting to see some traffic headed towards the Air Force Base gate, so be careful if you're in that area. If you're on the interstates, everybody's moving along just fine. We're up at a speed limit ride, and there are no problems coming in on the 31s this morning. Let's just exercise care as we head into work. Your nails will be beautiful at Bougie Nails, and your hair stunning at Sheer Experience. Both are in Festival Plaza. Festival Plaza at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
It's showtime.
At 6:39, this is where we kill time so we can connect in a timely fashion with our friends at the Alabama News Network. And our topic is going to be 90s movies.
The Lion King. It's nostalgia and remakes. With the Lion King kind of being the what they want to focus on.
There's a movie on the list that I want to bring up to Rich and Ryan.
Okay.
That I think should be remade. I'm not generally much on the lack of original ideas coming out of Hollywood, but there is one I think they could do much better.
I'm also going to bring up the one that you're not particularly fond of, but I get sucked in to watch every single time it's on.
Just to find out what that is. Later on this morning, we have that rare thing called
Unity
on the conundrum.
Yep.
And we'll also do one of our $10 food other pop quizzes following Jay.
Is this going to hide your face?
That's okay if it does.
No, I don't want to.
We'll look when it comes on, and I'll adjust accordingly.
They said sometimes they can't hear me.
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Unless you're living under a very large rock, you know.
Not
that
just any rock.
I know, it's going to be very large. The live-action version of The Lion King is sure to break the box office this next week.
But even though it's bringing on big stars like Donald Glover and Beyonce, will it be able to outshine the original 90s classic?
That's a tough one. Let's bring in three-minute lady over at News Talk 93.1. What do you think, guys?
I'm going to guess it won't.
Okay, now we're done?
That's it. See you tomorrow.
Right. Back to you, Jay.
Let's wrap it up.
These live-action versions of the old animated classics have not really performed all that well. Aladdin did well, but it didn't, you know, break any records. I don't think it's going to...
I thought the latest Jungle Book was pretty good, but that was not live-action, no. That was...
Yeah, it was.
I mean, well, yeah. Actually, it really was.
But it was, yeah.
I think Lion King's going to do very well because of the music. And having Beyonce and having Donald Glover.
Elton John's going to do another song, right?
Yes, he is.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, I think that's what's going to carry Lion King because those songs are really strong.
I've never seen it. Now, my daughter was 4 when it came out, and I used to love to take her to see these movies, but, and I'm not trying to get morbid here, but my dad had passed away just before the movie came out, and I was in counseling at the time, and my counselor said, don't go. She says, you're not ready to see that movie yet because of a scene in there. That's why I've never seen it.
But some of the great Disney songs of all time are in there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see.
Now, also, when it comes to 90s nostalgia, there is a movie that I thought was fun, but I think should be remade without all the corn in the plot and some of the silliness that went on, and that's Twister. Because what could be more dramatic, especially with the capabilities they have? I know they did the Twisters with CGI, but they could do it so much better today and with a better plot. Yeah. Oh, and starring maybe some unknown actors like Rich Thomas and Ryan.
That was all real stuff, Craig.
And Ryan, maybe getting the debris to go in the right direction. They have it going clockwise instead of counterclockwise. You know, just a minor point.
Things I never caught when I saw it in the theater. I was just like, whoa, there's a cow coming towards my face.
Well, flying cow.
It was rated PG-13, I believe. And I remember my dad showed me that movie on like a Friday night when my mom was out of town. And I was too young in my mom's eyes. And she was not happy. So for the longest time, I knew that was the movie that I saw before I was old enough to see it. But I love that movie.
I get the concept of Twister and that kind of thing. I don't remember actually sitting down to watch that movie. I remember going to
y'all are dead to me.
Let me finish. I
watched a movie
to Universal Studios when that was one of their attractions, and seeing you know how they made the movie and that kind of thing, because that's they tell you how the rain is really milk, so you can see it on screen and that kind of thing. So I learned a lot of behind the scenes stuff. And then after they showed, you stand there and they kind of, all the stuff swirls. And I was terrified. So I said, I don't want to go see the movie after this. Cows were mooing. And I was like,
Me and Rich will go remake this movie.
No.
Yeah,
we're going to
need correct
the companies
way
to allow us to go out there.
Right.
And we're going to go see
You have the funds to go remake this movie?
We're going
no.
We eat some steak.
Well, you have the funds to take me to lunch instead of me always taking you to lunch.
It's a cheap remake that's going to have terrible reviews. You don't want
that. Yeah, and if Helen Hunt's involved, I'm
no
there.
All right, Craig, I have
no, Helen Hunt was terrible
in
the
commercial break leading...
I'm not curious how she acts.
We got two different conversations going about looks, Greg.
Go ahead, Andrew.
Andrew has a good question for you, though, Greg.
Okay, me and Jalea were talking in the commercial break, and we were trying to figure out how you were going to relate this topic to a story from Chicago.
Did I did that, didn't I?
Good challenge. I know you can do it.
See, and it's not just me, Greg. They're just as salty some days.
And this is 10 seconds. You got to do it.
When
he
you
said
to Twister, I thought that's where we were going.
He doesn't do that every day. Sometimes it's a story from Miami.
Oh, God.
Yeah. They all involve counseling.
There goes our breakfast tomorrow morning. Thanks a lot, guys.
He's silent.
Greg, we love you. Oh. We're here to support you.
Greg, don't go away, man. Just go away.
I'm just manipulating you right now. Don't worry about it.
See ya.
Guys, tomorrow morning.
Maybe.
All right, if you want to hear more from Freeman and Lady, be sure to from Freeman and Lady, tune into News Talk 93.1, Monday through Friday.
Bless it.
Well, when you did talk about Twister, I was expecting you to bring up whoever took you to see Twister.
Look, we're just trying to be entertaining. We're not trying to beat up on you.
No.
Because unless it's your daughter, you don't go to a movie. It's either a girlfriend or your daughter. That's how you get to a movie.
Should we bring in the News and Views crew now? Are you going to be all right?
Yeah.
We love you.
I realized that I was basically peepawing here every morning.
We love
saying
you.
Same
You're
thing.
Not peepawing.
Everything that we do, I have. I'm so predictable and redundant. And all
they're looking for entertainment and entertaining things to say. So we just jumped on the bandwagon and we were just trying to be funny.
And see anything.
You are our captain. You are our captain.
I said nothing.
Can I please?
Captain, my captain.
Can I please have breakfast tomorrow?
Rich will not endanger his breakfast, let me tell you.
All I know is in the last minute or so, I heard a lot of...
Ryan, what is it in comedy? Like, you have the straight man and the guy that's making the jokes, but you and Ryan seem to have this...
What, they go back. I mean, you guys used to interact on the air, didn't you?
Yeah, he used to do a phone segment with us.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't know that.
In the morning, so... We're pretty familiar with him.
Okay, so he's just not coming out of nowhere.
And then Andrew now is getting in, making bets during the commercial break.
I love that they feel so comfortable with us to make those little jokes and stuff.
It's gotten to be a very fun little segment.
You think of when we started.
That's the idea.
Yeah. When we started and we're afraid to step on each other's toes,
right.
and what we could say and what we couldn't say, and now it kind of feels like a group of friends just getting together and shooting this stuff.
And we'd study this page and say, "Well, what can we say?" And all that. Now we barely know what's the subject today.
And I used to get nervous about hanging out with them time, and that we're almost seamless every day.
Yeah, yeah.
David's on the phone.
Hey.
You know, I was sitting there thinking the same thing last night because Twister was on TV last night.
Oh, really?
Yes. Uh-huh. And I was sitting there thinking they need to remake because the CGI now, of course, is kind of cheesy from that era. And I was sitting there thinking, and they've got enough good high-def actual footage of tornadoes, real tornadoes, that they could really do a good remake.
You know what would be awesome? The Tri-State Tornado of the 20s.
Yeah.
Because that was an absolute monster.
7 hour, 45 minute tornado.
Yeah.
That scene when they're at dinner and they're talking about, were you ever in a, they talk about EF3, then he says, were you ever in an EF4? You go, well, yeah, one time I was. And then one of the kids says, has anyone ever been in an EF5? And all of a sudden, all the forks drop.
That was the girl that was Bill Paxton's fiance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody hated because she wasn't Helen Hunt, who used to be,
was going through a divorce.
And of course, Helen Hunt was because her father got sucked out of the storm cellar in one of those.
You know who I always thought would have done a better job playing Helen Hunt's part? Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, anybody but Helen Hunt would have been better. But yeah,
now you guys need to spend the rest of the morning having people call in and give their ideas who would be a good cast for that movie.
David, do you remember when Bill Paxton died? The Storm Chasers formed a tribute to him on the map out there in the Plains State. That was pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, that was. Yeah. Just like when, what's his name, died in Moore. El Reno.
Oh,
him
yeah.
and his
exactly.
son and the other guy. Yeah,
three of them.
Exactly. So have pretty a good cool. day, guys.
I appreciate the call, David. And I'm glad to know that somebody else has been thinking the same thing. That would not be a movie I would object to them remaking. But focus on trying to capture and convey the power of the tornado. You don't need a romantic plot line and all that garbage that really kind of added a lot of fat.
I love the cow line, though. That was cool. But yeah, they had the debris going in the wrong direction for a tornado. Nobody figured that out.
That had to be tough to watch, it and know that they had all these fundamental facts back asswards.
Right.
650, cheap and trashy nuts.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
And the budget-conscious ones.
You really can spend anywhere from $5, $6, $7, $8 to $25, $30 if you want to go for the higher-end meal.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads, cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are real popular ones that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean chicken pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Summer is here and it is hot and humid.
No doubt, and nobody wants to come home to a hot house.
Don't be uncomfortable in your own home with an old AC that runs all the time. Let a comfort specialist from United give you a free estimate on a system replacement or an evaluation of your ductwork.
That's right. We also specialize in ductwork and airflow, too.
There are a lot of times your AC runs for a long time because you're losing most of your cold air in your attic. So remember, sealed and properly sized ductwork will help your AC not work as hard and help save energy.
Don't waste your hard-earned money cooling your attic. Give us a call today.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Get in and get it done with Kawasaki's top line of rugged mule side-by-sides. For work, getting around, or cutting loose, there's a mule side-by-side to fit the way you live. The latest generation of Strong features the midsize Mule Pro MX, the fastest, most powerful two-passenger machine ever. With a rugged chassis and a capable top speed, the Mule Pro MX can go from tackling hard jobs to conquering tough trails. When it comes to build quality, every mule side-by-side is built to last, so you can do more and go further with peace of mind. It helps to know that every mule side-by-side is backed confidently by the industry-leading Kawasaki Strong 3-year limited warranty. So whether you work hard or play hard, Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides have your back. You can find them at Ward's Kawasaki, Highway 231 in Troy, Alabama.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power with some fun news about Honda lawnmowers. Right now, when you purchase a Honda mower from CTE, you can get over $100 off MSRP, and we'll extend your Honda's warranty for 1 year. Did you know that CTE is Central Alabama's only independent Honda power equipment dealer? Well, what does that mean? It means, yes, we offer the full line of Honda power equipment, mowers, generators, water pumps, tillers, etc. Yes, we stock Honda parts, and yes, we service Honda products. And speaking of service, when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower when yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hollywood Hotel. Good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
At 6:55, time for the cheap and trashy. Arlene Stewart, Friends, is leaving Netflix.
Netflix is taking my favorite show away. Another streaming site, another bill to pay. Seems like you're always stuck with extra fees. When you just wanna stay home and watch Chandler, Rachel and Joey. And Friends is gonna move. No Janice anymore. Smelly cat's gone too. Stupid picture frame on the door. Gunther is gone too.
I got to quickly go through some of the other stuff here. Highest paid entertainer last year was Taylor Swift. She made $185 million. Wow. On the poverty end of this list of celebrity earnings, mm-hmm. Paul Rudd made $41 million. Number two is Kylie Jenner, who has no obvious talent other than being good at marketing. She was number two with $170 million.
Well, she's got like a cosmetics line and all that stuff. So...
Whoopi Goldberg had a 30% chance of dying this year when she had a double pneumonia. She announced that on The View yesterday to a crowd of dozens.
That show's still on?
Tootie from the Facts of Life.
Yeah?
Where did Tootie get that nickname? Just wondering. Is organizing Dog the Bounty Hunter's wife's funeral.
Really?
Yes.
I had no idea that there was any connection there.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious as to what that connection is.
Well, she relocated, Tootie did, to Aurora, Colorado earlier this year. She joined Beth's Church, the Heritage Christian Center, where she now serves as Director of Visual and Social Media.
Ah, okay.
They actually never met in person, but she took it on because she felt like God was calling her to help.
That was sweet.
James Holzhauer will be back for the Jeopardy Tournament of Champions along with the woman who beat him. Metallica, we've been waiting for this, is publishing an illustrated children's book.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
finally.
My
How long have we
lands.
Been talking about this?
This.
Googling that.
Breaking development. Matt Lauer's wife has filed for divorce.
Why did she wait so long?
I was wondering, did she just get the news, this late news?
She waiting for payments to come in, like a severance package or something?
Now that I've rushed through all of that, let's get to our top story. Music from Millbrook. This is a study, the 10 most popular songs people like to play when they're...
doing that?
Doing that. This is a...
Shocked at what didn't make it.
That's a fairly recent list.
Heartbeat, It's a Love Beat.
You know, when you were back in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting, when you said Summer of Love, I'm thinking that could have been, for me, pick a year between 1969 and recently. It's 6:59. We're going to check traffic. We got Fox News coming at the top of the hour. Next hour, Jay will have random facts. I probably will not have a convoluted intro.
Probably not.
But there will be a pop quiz with a $10 food out the gift certificate at the end of it all.
As you get out and about on a Thursday morning, Montgomery Skywatch is looking out for your traffic, and we don't see a lot of problems for you this morning. The boulevard is starting to build up traffic. It's fairly busy out there. Watch yourself around the intersections. If you're headed into town on the 31s, we don't see any problems for you there, and the interstate.